Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Family members of a Chicago rap star gunned down as he walked into a Gold Coast store 4 years ago are now going to court, implicating another hip-hop star in the murder. WBBM's Terry Keschner reports the lawsuit also names some of the biggest companies in the music business.
Not a day goes by that I don't think about him and the life that was taken from him.
Lashina Weekly is the mother of rapper FBG Duck, whose real name was Carlton Weekly. He was shot and killed outside a Dolce & Gabbana store on Oak Street on Chicago's Gold Coast 4 years ago. Five men have been convicted in the murder. Yao Dinizulu is one of the family's lawyers and says the lawsuit has several defendants, including the store, police, and record labels.
They specifically memorialized in the rap albums that were presented out the threatening, the killing, and then the celebration of the killing.
It has been a long road, but there's finally light at the end of the tunnel.
Terry Keschner, 105.9 WBBM.
Just into WBBM, members of the Chicago City Council are putting on hold a hearing designed to question Mayor Johnson's decision to force out his hand-picked Board of Education and appoint a new board prior to next month's school board election. During the City Council meeting that concluded just moments ago, Westside Alderman Gilbert Villegas praised 40 of his colleagues who signed a letter calling for a hearing on last week's moves, which appears to clear the way for the Board of Ed to take out a high-interest loan to pay for a new teacher contract and a required pension payment.
We want to make sure that a district that has one of the worst bond ratings in the country have people that are dealing and making sure that our children's future.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
This is respected.
The hearing had been set for this afternoon, but Villegas said it's now scheduled for October 18th. WBBM political editor Craig Delamore is preparing to speak to Mayor Johnson, and we'll get his comments coming up later this afternoon. Meantime, the Chicago Teachers Union wants to use tax increment financing to head off possible cuts or furloughs in Chicago public schools. Saqib Badi is executive director of the Action Center on Race and the Economy and says students have mortgaged their futures to pay for corporate tax breaks.
We can have nice things. We deserve to have nice things. It's time to make the ultra wealthy and mega corporations pay their fair share in taxes. We can start by returning the TIF money to our schools and community. Right.
Critics point out that CPS spending has increased 46% in just the last 5 years, while enrollment has fallen 9% in that same period. Well, the parents of two students at a suburban middle school are taking the district to court over what they see is a pattern of racism, including a dramatic representation of the work done by slaves. WBBM's Haley Hansen has been going over the lawsuit. She's here at the Anchor Desk with more on what's in it. Haley.
Lisa, the 17-page lawsuit alleges racial discrimination, harassment, and retaliation dating back years. A parent of a Percy Julian Middle School student posted to social media in April showing a bag of cotton her seventh-grade daughter was allegedly given in a social science class. The parent claims only black students were given the cotton. Another incident mentioned in the lawsuit alleges the woman's younger daughter was called a racial slur by a student. In a statement, the district says it has, quote, at all times remained committed to providing an educational environment that is equitable, positive, safe, and free of discrimination against any student, staff, parent, or guardian. Reporting live from the Anchor Desk, Haley Hansen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Groundbreaking arrangement between private and public funding leads to the groundbreaking for a new practice facility for the Chicago Sky.
The village wanted to expand the Wintrust Sports Complex even before it opened in 2021. The Sky have wanted their own practice facility since well before co-owner Nadia Rawlinson bought in 2023. Two goals now coming together. The Sky get more than two courts in a locker room.
We want this to be a place you can bring your families, bring your dogs. You know, think about your social media content for your own sort of brand that you're trying to build as a player. We're creating the space for that here. It's going to be pretty remarkable. It's going to be the gold standard.
And the village gets enough turf space to bring baseball and flag football training in, plus an anchor for a hotel, gas station, and two restaurants all in the works along 65th Street near John Hancock High. The $38 million project is thought to be the first public-private partnership of its kind involving a WNBA team. Rick Gregg, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The Illinois Education Association says the majority of its members, nearly 60%, are considering leaving the profession.
The IEA surveyed members, teaching and support staff, and the union president, Al Lorenz, says what they found should set off massive alarm bells.
A majority of our members have thought about leaving their jobs. If there was any question why there's a teacher and education support staff shortage, there should not be one now. This data is extremely clear.
He says educators of color are disproportionately impacted. Educators are working extra hours, second jobs, spending their own money on supplies. The findings indicate the members love what they do, he says. They feel their jobs are important. It's just getting to the point that it's not worth it. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Meantime, Huntley school officials sounding off about their objection to President Biden's Title IX expansion that adds gender identity. School board President Andy Bittman tells colleagues that the government has changed the whole purpose of the act.
I'm frustrated with our federal government that they would go through this without actually, having the force of a law change to do this, and they just rewrote it.
The rule changes, expands the scope of Title IX sex discrimination, so it applies to discrimination on the basis of sex stereotypes, sex characteristics, pregnancy or related conditions, sexual orientation, and or gender identity. And from the AppleChevy.com sports desk, we say good afternoon to 670 The Score's Mark Grody.
Good afternoon to you, Lisa. Lots going on. Baseball playoffs in progress. But first, the clash. London calling. That's where the Bears are right now, preparing for Sunday's game against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Caleb Williams and the Bears will enter that game at 3-2 overall.
These five games have been really important for me. The amount of ball that I've been learning, I think the progress that I've had so far only amounts to everybody else, meaning the other 10 guys and the coaches that are out there calling it, us running it. I think it starts in practice and how we've handled ourselves from that Indy loss.
Williams coming off his second 300-yard game of his rookie season, hence his career. Bears defense does take a hit for this game. Jaquan Brisker will not play Sunday, and in his place will be Elijah Hicks, a seventh-round pick of the Bears from back in 2022. As for those baseball playoffs, end of four innings right now in Detroit. The Tigers lead the Indians 2-0. That best-of-five series right now tied 1-1. A little bit later on, it'll be Philly at the Mets, with the Mets leading that series 2-1. The evening games, Yankees at the Royals, that series even 1-1. Dodgers at the Padres with San Diego. They are a win away from advancing to the NLCS. They lead that series 2-1. And Aaron Rodgers, don't look at me in regards to the firing of his head coach, Robert Saleh, over which many have suspected that Rodgers had something to do with it. Rodgers said today, quote, "As far as any of the ridiculous allegations out there, I am not going to spend more than one sentence in response to it, and that is that I resent any of those accusations because they are patently false. It's interesting the amount of power that people think I have, which I don't. I love Robert." Close quote. That's Aaron Rodgers. With sports at 16:46, I'm 670 The Score's Mark Grody on News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
An Ohio man making a court appearance for having a gun at Chicago's Trump Tower. It triggered a SWAT incident last night. Police say 21-year-old Brandon Peck charged with not having a firearm owner's ID card. Not clear what sparked that incident, but caused all kinds of traffic and pedestrian problems last night. Supporters of a Chicago homeless shelter gave up their beds this morning to raise awareness about youth homelessness.
Good morning. Did you know 12,000 homeless youth are outside on city streets every night?
About 10 employees of Covenant House, Illinois, occupied the lobby of the CME Center on Wacker with sleeping bags.
The goal here is literally to be underfoot, to disrupt the morning commute, and have these sometimes very awkward, uncomfortable conversations about youth homelessness.
John Paul Higgins with Covenant House says the majority of passers-by seem to rush past or ignore participants, though some, like Cameron, stop to learn more.
I think it's incredibly sad, but I think this is a pretty interesting and cool thing to do, especially in a big office building like this, kind of, getting a lot of eyes on the issue, a lot of businesses, a lot of people with money.
The event is a preview of the larger Chicago Sleep Out next month, which invites participants to give up their beds for a night and sleep outside. Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.